sell customers. Hey, good morning. Is Brian there?
No. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Can you let him know that Nico, that's N-I-K-O, from the Bank of Cart... Oh, yeah.
Nico?
Nico, like N as in Nancy.
Oh.
N-I-K-O. From the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone number is 858.
779-0432.
Yeah, can you let him know I gave him a call? We had spoken way back in June about some equipment financing and maybe some working capital, but he said it was kind of a slow time right now, nothing really coming up. So I just wanted to touch base with them a couple months down the road, see how everything's been. If, summer kind of picked up, you guys kicking off the fourth quarter, maybe with a little bang here.
Yep, we'll let him. Last
fall's
when you talked to him?
Sorry, was it?
Last fall's when you talked to him?
No, we talked back in June.
Oh, back in June, okay.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Has business picked up since then? You know, anything come up where you guys getting any big orders and new jobs coming in or anything like that?
We have some coming. We haven't got it yet, but he does have some work coming in.
That's good. Are they big jobs, like major projects, or kind of small jobs?
I would say medium size. They're not huge that it's going to make a bunch of money, but it's not a small job either. I'd say about medium size.
Medium size? Okay. What would you consider like a larger scale project?
The large ones we've been doing for the company we've been doing work for is usually about $100,000 he'll make off of them. This one probably about half of that. This is the one coming in.
Okay. Not a problem. I mean, that's pretty good money still for, the projects that you guys have. Have you had any major projects this year though?
At the beginning of the year, we did. Yeah.
Okay, and then it kind of slowed down during the middle of summertime.
Yeah.
And it kind of picks up towards the end of the year here. A lot of the customers kind of need stuff done right now.
Yep. That seems like they got whatever budgets they're allowed to spend, they got to hurry up and spend it before the end of the year. Or
exactly. They need to get all the money out of the table,
Yeah. Okay. That's how it works. So we're busy towards the end of the year, we're off, and then at the beginning of the year, we're still kind of still over the overlap. We're still swamped, but then summertime, it's kind of slows down, which is good for us in a way. That way we can take our vacations without...
Yeah, without having to worry about the workload, exactly. Now, does Brian usually bring on equipment towards the end of the year when you guys, kind of get swamped with those orders?
That last big order we got, he bought a new lathe.
He did? Okay.
A couple years ago.
Does it look like you guys might, bring another one on maybe to replace an old one?
Right now, I don't see it, not with this job coming up. That's not a big enough one to justify for it. But that's just me talking.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's good feedback to get just in case anything comes up. When we were talking, like I mentioned, he wasn't too sure what the new jobs that were coming up would bring him, whether or not he needed to maybe bring on equipment or if he's just going to use what you guys have right now. Out of curiosity, I don't think I talk to Brian about like what type of net 30, net 60, net 90 type deal are you guys?
Like, what do you mean?
Like when the customers pay you, how long does it take the customer to pay you guys?
Most of them are got that 60 day out mark out.
Okay. Do you happen to know, do you guys ever run into maybe, just out of curiosity, like cash flow problems? Because 60 days is a long time. That's 2 months before somebody has to pay you guys.
Oh, especially when we're low on work, the paying us and that, I guess.
Kind of becomes a little difficult.
A a little challenging. I mean, we're always working, but it's just not that big flow of money coming in.
Right, right. Okay, well, I mean, you sound pretty familiar with, you know, Brian's works of the business. Are you familiar with, like, the financing that he does for the business, or does he kind of keep that to himself?
He keeps that to himself.
He keeps that to himself? Okay. All right. When's the best time to reach Brian? Because I think we might be able to help each other out here, you know, since you guys have these projects coming up, and especially since it sounds like, you know, if you guys do need the cash on hand, we might be able to help you guys out with that as well.
He usually gets here best time anytime after 12 to 4:30.
12 to 4:30? Okay. Here's what I'll do. I'll give another call later today, and then if you don't mind passing along that message to him just to let him know that I called, I'd appreciate that. And then we can see how we can help each other out, because I want to see you guys obviously grow and get through this time, especially if you guys have these orders coming up that definitely push the business forward.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. What was your name again? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
I'm his brother, Kit.
Kit?
Kit.
All right, Kit. Here's what I'll do. I'll give a follow-up call later on in the afternoon and see if I can talk to Brian. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, Kit. You have a great rest of the day. Hopefully, maybe I'll, you know, be able to call you again.
All right, bud.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye.